Hello.
Hi, is this Jared?
Yes.
Good to speak with you again, Jared. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. I have Nikki on the line with us, and she is going to be your client interview technician, so she's going to get all the information that we need to get everything set up and started here, get you the information that you need to kind of manage your account. By the way, the call may be recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. Nikki does a really good job with all of our clients, Jared, and I know that she's going to take great care of you as well. Did you, though, have any questions for me before I hand it over to her?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay, she is already on the line. Nikki's going to take it from here. I appreciate you, Jared. I appreciate you, too, Nikki. You guys have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. Thank you both. Bye now.
Hi, Jared. This is Nikki from Local Splash. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. So the call will be, it's going to take around 40 to 45 minutes. It's now still a good time?
Yeah.
Sounds great. And thank you again for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I see it here that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the security question with Paul. So I'm going to go ahead now, Jared, and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I got it here. Your business name is called A&H Earthworks, correct?
Correct.
And the address that I have on here is 1838 Maryville Road, Maryville, Maine, 04605.
Yep.
And is this a home address or an office location?
It's a home address.
Home address, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
I am insured. There's not a lot of licensing in my department of what I do in the state of Maine. They don't require a lot of licenses.
Gotcha. All right, I'll let it here then, but you are insured and you do have a business registration, correct?
Yes. Okay. I want to say correct. I mean, I'm fully LLC'd. I guess I'm not 100% sure on the correct answer to your question.
All right, so you did register your business in the state, but it doesn't require any license for the services that you offer, correct?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm a registered business with the state, an LLC.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right, not a problem then. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google heavily rewards verified addresses with better local rankings. Like, are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide your address?
I'm fine with it being shared.
Okay, all right, so we can share your address. Well, we will go over a few options to see if it's a good fit to display your address. Google fully supports hybrid addresses, meaning the ones that are home and shopped. Well, home addresses really allowed by Google, but we can still do this, okay?
Okay.
We'll do this, and later in the call, let me make sure first. I just want to make sure. Can you receive mail at this address?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. And later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 207-460-3149?
Yes.
Okay, and I just want to make sure, Jared, that I got here your correct email address, and that would be jbragg1432@gmail.com.
Yep.
All right. And do you already have a business website?
I do not.
Okay.
I have a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
That is all.
You do have a Facebook page, but you don't have any website yet. All right, not a problem then. If you don't have a website, we will launch a high-converting site for you, specially designed for local leads and visibility. So let me just go ahead and pull up some website URL options or domain name for you to choose from, okay? So let me see. And I always suggest, Jared, that you have a shorter domain name. See, it's going to be easier for your clients to remember. So let's check. Okay. Are you okay with... Are you okay with aheartworks.com or aheartworks.net?
A what?
A Heartworks. Oh, it sounds like heart because
it's
and aheartworks.com.
All one word.
Mhm. One word. Yep. Only one word.
Yep. I'm fine with that.
Okay. There's no and on it, like the symbol. Is that okay? Just only aheartworks.com.
That's fine.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and have this as your domain name. And just in case that you will cancel your services with us, you can keep the domain name for $99, okay?
Okay.
All right. And since we'll be creating a stunning website for you, Jared, I'm going to ask you a few questions with regards to the site that you would like our team to create. So, what colors do you want on your website?
Colors?
Yes.
My logo colors are... Oh, geez, now you're asking that question. I'm going to draw a blank for you. One second. Sorry.
Yep, take your time.
My colors are like green, yellow, and blue. They're kind of, it's like a forest background with some blue sky and like a yellow, something around there. I meant to send in a picture of my business card and the logo and stuff. I still haven't done that.
That's okay. That's okay. You can do it later. I see you're driving, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. So, I'll note here that you'll be using the logo colors for your website, correct? The green, yellow, and blue.
Correct.
Okay. And what are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
Top 3 to 6?
Yes.
Probably patio, I guess, patio and block walls, or patio and retaining walls, driveway maintenance, land clearing, what else? How many was that? Sorry.
We can do top 3 to 6. We can do until 6.
Okay, so what was that? 2 more?
We have 1, 2, we have patio, retaining walls, driveway maintenance, land clearing. You can add 2 more.
Septic system installation. And... That's probably good. That'll work.
Okay, we have 5 here. I just want to make sure for the patio and retaining walls, what's going to be the specific service for this?
The specific service for it?
Like, is it like patio insulation?
Yeah, it would be, yeah, patio insulation or
And same thing for retaining walls. Oh, we do have retaining walls here. Okay.
Yep. you know, rock or block retaining walls installation.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Also repair.
Okay, we can add it here. Is it going to be retaining wall repair?
Okay.
Alrighty. And do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions on your site?
Not right now.
Okay, yep, we can skip it. And how about reviews? Do you have reviews outside of Google that you would like to be displayed on your website?
Right now, I don't know.
Okay, yep, that's okay. If you don't have any for now, we can always work with that. And do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented in your site?
Yeah, I have a couple pictures, probably a video or two I can send.
Okay, sounds good. That is very helpful if you do have some photos. And I always suggest, yes?
No, go ahead.
Yep, and I always suggest if you have new photos coming, keep on sending those photos, because that is very helpful for the optimization, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. So you can send the photos through the email photos@localsplash.com, or you can upload them to your dashboard or through your Local Splash app, whichever is convenient, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. And also, would you like to enable online payments in your site?
For now, I think I'm all set.
Okay, we can skip this part. How about booking? Would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
I would prefer a phone call.
Okay,
instead.
We can skip it. Mm-hmm. You want to do a phone call instead. And are there any special features that you would like to add in your site? For example, AI chat widget or blogs?
No.
Okay, we can skip it if you're not comfortable with this. And how about websites that you like? Like, have you checked anyone's website? Or, like, for example, you stumble anyone's website and you really like it. Maybe we can use it as a reference. Or you haven't really checked anyone's website at all.
I haven't, no.
That's okay.
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, our team creates a very good website, and if ever you have any concerns or any revisions, just let us know anytime.
Okay.
All right. And do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site? For example, BBB or some manufacturer brands?
No, I'm all set for now, I think.
All right. Let's skip it for now. And is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
Just, you know, we're a family-owned, small business, local small business with, you know, reliable and quality work.
Gotcha. So you want to put something on your about page that you're family-owned, small business, reliable, offers quality service, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Something along those lines.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'll add it here. And if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your website layout or advanced features, well, I can book you a call with our website team, specifically with our design specialist. Would you like me to book you a call with them, or would you like to check your site first?
I'll check the site first, I think.
Okay, yep. If ever you want to talk with them after checking your website, just let us know. Give us a call, send us an email or a text message so we can book you a call with them, okay?
Okay, awesome.
All righty. And now let's set up your call tracking. So your call tracking is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line. So your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Splash app. And also, let me just add it here. So you can access your call reports in the Local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username, okay? So let me check here, Jared, the phone number that my team set up for you, because I want to make sure that you like that phone number. Ooh. Okay, so I am trying to check with our team if they can get your phone number that starts with 207, but if it's not available right now, I'm going to go ahead and check it with the other phone number. Are you open with any number for your call tracking, Jared?
I would prefer a 207 number. But okay. you can't just use like the. I guess I would prefer a 207 number, but yeah.
Yep. We actually tried to check the 207 number for Maine, but it is not, there's no number available for it. Like, do you have any other preference aside from 207?
No, I guess not, no.
Okay. Let me try to check it with our team. Okay. And I will get back to you with a call tracking number. Let me just leave them a message real quick. Okay, just one moment. Okay, so let me just give them your account. This is for Maine, 207. All right.
Now, what is this number is just for, like, off the website. They'll technically call this number, but it'll go through to my phone number.
You get it right, yep.
So that you guys can, like, track where this call has come from, or we all can track.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, we are going to promote you with that number for all the marketing campaigns. So they're going to call you that number, and it will ring to your phone number. So you're right. It will help you with the tracking. And aside from tracking, it will filter out spam calls. So that is a good advantage. So I'm going to try to see if they will get the 207 on a different way, because we can't actually have it on the background right now.
Okay.
Just one moment. I wanted to give it to you also, since this is the phone number that you're using. All right. All right, so I will get back to you once I hear from my team, or if there are any other alternative area code that we can use, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me just have it here. Okay, and have you heard of Google Workspace, Jared? Or are you familiar with Google Workspace?
No. Nope.
Okay. All right. So Google Workspace allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So we just have your domain name earlier, the aheearthworks.com. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant credibility. For example, you can have an email that says, Jared at aheearthworks.com, or info or office at aheearthworks.com. So that would build image of trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. Is that a step that you would like to add to your growth toolkit?
I think I'm all set for now.
All right. Yep. Anyways, if you'd be interested one day, you can always add this anytime, okay?
Okay.
All righty. So now we are going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So earlier, you just provided the services that you offer, like patios, retaining walls, driveway, land clearing. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable, and which jobs do you want more of?
There, Yeah, that's a tough one, I guess. I pick one word.
Yeah, just the top service that you want to win, but we will add the other services. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay. I guess patios, I guess, yeah.
Patios, okay. But I see that most of the services that you offered are under landscaping services. Is that correct?
Okay, yeah. So I guess, no, yeah, you're right. You're right. That would be a better choice of words.
Okay. Since you do, like, most of it are for landscaping, do you want it to be found first with the keyword landscaping or landscaper or landscaping services?
Yeah, landscaping. Yeah, that's, yep.
Okay. So I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you under landscaping or landscaping services or landscaper. I'm going to read these keywords and let me know if you're okay with these keywords, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You also get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just reply if you want to make updates, okay? So I have it here. Let me just add it to your background real quick. Okay. So I'm going to read it one by one. Jared, let me know if what are the keywords that you want me to take out. Okay. So I have here landscaper. We have landscape contractor, landscape designer, landscape maintenance, landscape installation, lawn care services, lawn maintenance, landscape lighting installation, irrigation system installation, sprinkler repair. Mm-hmm.
Probably, give me a, sorry, I didn't know if you want me to stop you now or.
Yes, stop me if there's anything that you don't like, if there's keywords that you don't like.
Okay, the irrigation and lighting,
mm-hmm.
that stuff, we can probably take that out of there.
Gotcha, all right.
And then it was a couple. There was something before that.
Yeah, do you want me to go over?
Yeah, sorry. Would you?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll
okay.
stop you sooner. I'm sorry.
Gotcha. That's okay. Not a problem. So we do have landscaper, landscape contractor, landscape designer, landscape maintenance. Mm-hmm.
Probably take away landscape design.
Gotcha. And we have landscape maintenance. We have landscape insulation, lawn care services. Lawn maintenance. You're
yep,
okay with those? Okay.
Yep.
We have sprinkler repair, hardscaping contractor.
We'll probably take out sprinkler repair.
Okay. How about the hardscaping contractor?
Yep, that can stay.
Okay. How about paver insulation?
Yep.
We have patio insulation, retaining wall insulation. We have sod insulation. Artificial turf insulation, tree services, tree trimming, tree removal, and commercial landscape services. Are you okay with all those keywords?
Those all sound perfect.
Gotcha. And I'm actually going to add the keywords that you have mentioned earlier. So you also mentioned about retaining wall repair and driveway
yes.
maintenance, land clearing, and septic system installation, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
I think that covers the vast majority of everything I can think of. Yep.
Gotcha. Well, anyways, Jared, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustment. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me just have it here. Okay, just one moment. I'm stuck with your call tracking. Can I put you on hold?
Yep.
Okay, one moment here. Hi, Jared. Thank you so much for waiting on the line. So I just really talked with our team. So with regards to your call tracking number, there is no available call tracking with the area code 207 right now. So this is the thing that we're going to do. It's either if you are okay, if you will provide us an alternative area code that you like, we can work with that. Or we can have the call tracking, we can have our old call tracking number for you, but it will not work on your local Splash app features. So that's the option. Yes.
I guess I don't really care what the area code is or what the number is. I don't have a preference or anything if it won't be 207. I guess it can...
Okay. It can be any area code?
Yeah, I guess. Yep.
Okay. Yep. So we will track our available area code for Maine, and we will work with that for the call tracking, okay? Anyway, we will receive all the calls.
I think Maine, the only area code in Maine is 207, I believe.
Oh, let me see. I thought it was only for, in Maryville. So that's the only available.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that the whole state of Maine is 207.
Oh, yep, you're actually right. So there's no overlay for Maine here. There's no overlay code. All right. So, are you okay with any other area code?
Yeah, I guess that's the only option we have, right?
Yes, it's the other option that we have. Because if people work with the old call tracking feature that we have, we can get you the 207, but it's not going to work on your app. So we don't want that to happen.
What do you mean by it won't work on my app? We just can't, I just won't be able to track who's actually calling me?
Yep, so that means to say the call features on your app, on your local Splash app will not work. Because when people are going to call you through the call tracking, it will ring on your app.
Okay.
So if you're gonna have that old number, it will not ring on your app.
It will
only ring on your phone number.
That's fine with me. I would rather have a 207 number if I can, and that only calls my phone rather than if I lose the fact of like tracking exactly what individual call is for what. I'm okay with that.
Gotcha. You prefer having the 207 that would not ring on the app, right?
Right. It would ring directly to my phone, right?
Okay. Yep.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I would prefer to go that route.
Okay. All right, so let me just go ahead and I'll let them know so they can have the 207 number while I have you on the line, okay?
Okay.
And I will let you know the number that they will have, and I want to make sure that you're comfortable with that number, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just one moment here. All right, so I will let you know once they're done with ordering that number for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, while waiting for that, let's go ahead and proceed. So for now, you're okay with all the keywords that we have. So if you don't have any other keywords to add, and if you have some keywords that you can add later on, you can always reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay? So now, Jared, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
10 years experience in the trade, strive for affordable and quality work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
It's actually a good description to start. So you mentioned that you do have 10 years of experience. It's amazing. And you strive for affordable and quality works, right? And yep. I may add, if you mentioned earlier that this is a family-owned business, I'm going to put it here also because that is helpful. And you also mentioned about quality service and you are reliable. I'm going to add those. And do you offer free estimates?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, free estimates.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is this locally owned and operated?
Correct. Yep.
Gotcha. All right. We have a good start. And do you have a mission statement?
I do not. No.
Okay. Not a problem. I prepared a list for you. Okay. So I do have here, Jared, let me know if you like any from my list, okay? So we can use this for your mission statement. So I have here at A&H Earthworks, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We have at A&H Earthworks, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one is at A&H Earthworks, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. And the last one that we have is at A&H Earthworks. Our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service.
Probably the first one.
The first one. Okay. So that's at A&H Earthworks. We strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. Okay. And do you have a tagline or slogan?
I do not.
Okay. Do you want to personalize your tagline or slogan?
As of right now.
You can ask that.
Yeah, let me think about that.
Okay. Anyways, if you do have a tagline or slogan, you can send it to us or send us a text or email so that we can go ahead and add it here on our end, okay?
Okay.
And how many years have you been in business?
This will be, I guess, my first full year. So, fresh business, brand new.
Gotcha. Started 2026, but you mentioned about you do have 10 years of experience, right?
Correct. I started the business in 2025.
Oh, 2025.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, this, yeah.
All right. So I'm going to note it here, the business started 2025, but you do have 10 years of experience.
Correct.
All right. Let me just have that. Okay, so before I continue, I just received your call tracking number from my team. So this is your call tracking number, Jared. Let me know if you're okay with this. That would be 207. That's 207-813-7005.
I'm good with that.
Gotcha. All right.
Repeat that for me real quick so you just type it in.
That's 207-813-7005.
Perfect.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
I'm very much welcome. So for this old platform that we have, it will forward the calls directly to your phone number, and the calls will show the call tracking as the customer calling, and you will receive your actual number by SMS. The actual number by SMS, okay? So that's our old platform work. So it's not going to ring on your app, but it will go directly to your phone number, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me see. Just add it here. Okay, I'm noting it here that you do have 10 years of experience. And how many people work with your company?
As of right now, is just I'm the sole owner-operator. I have a couple part-time employees when needed.
All right. Well, actually, Jared, it doesn't have to be like full-time employees, but just an approximate count of persons actively participating in the operation of your company on a regular basis.
Probably just two.
Okay, we've got two here. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Mostly residential, but I'm not opposed to commercial. I have a couple commercial things as of now.
Gotcha. So I'll let it here that you do both. And what are your hours of operation?
6 to 4.
We have 6 to 4, Monday through Friday, or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
There we got 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Friday. And how about Saturdays and Sundays? Are you closed or do you do by appointments?
I guess probably closed.
Okay, closed on a weekend. And what types of payment do you accept?
Venmo and cash or check.
We have cash, checks, Venmo. Mm-hmm. What else?
As of right now, that is all.
Okay. For now, we do cash, checks, and Venmo. Anyways, if you're going to add some other payment method, just let us know anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right. And now that we have your business information, you do have two options, Jared. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from chat channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is you can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. So that means to say you will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which option do you prefer?
Sounds like the first option.
Let's work with the first option, the one that we highly recommend, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-volume jobs. So I see here that your business is located in Maryville, Maine. So for this, Jared, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And again, I would love to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
Yeah, I believe so. Probably.
Okay. If you have more than 5 cities?
I'm not sure. So in our area, the cities we don't have all cities, they're towns, so they're pretty small.
Okay.
But a lot of them share zip codes. I don't know how it looks on your end, but if I was going to advertise like locally, I would say Hancock and Penobscot County and part of surrounding counties or towns. I guess it's you're in, where are you? You're like California, are you?
Yep. So
yeah, it's like you're probably got like city, and like we got like one city here where I'm sitting in Ellsworth. There's like maybe 7,000 people, and like it's considered a big city up here. But then like in the town I live in, there might be 1,400 residents.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
it's a it's a totally different, like, you guys talk about blocks. We don't talk about, well, I guess some of the towns do, but, you know, growing up, I never knew what a city block actually measured out to be or how big it was. You know, we got telephone pole lengths or, you know, stuff like that.
So, you know, not a problem. We can work with accounting. We can work with accounting.
Okay.
Is that a problem?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, right now, I do have here Hancock. What's the next one again? Let me just add it here one by one.
Penobscot.
Okay. Penobscot. What else?
And parts of Washington County.
Washington County? Or would you like me to add Washington County here?
Yeah, sure.
Add Washington. Okay.
That's probably the main focus area for me.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's a pretty big area up here.
Okay.
That covers the majority of the closer big cities within an hour drive of where I am.
Mhm. All right. So are you okay with the counties for now?
Yep.
Okay. This is a good number. So, let me ask you, do you know if you have a Google Business Profile or no?
No.
Actually, before I said it, mm-hmm.
Well, no, I made an Angie account, but that's it. That's all I've done.
You do have, like, Angie's and only Facebook for your social media presence, right? Mm.
Correct.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's not a problem, but before I try to call you, Jared, I did a few research because I want to make sure that we'll be working your account correctly because we don't want you to have more than one Google Business Profile because that is not helpful for your business, okay? So upon checking, I didn't see any business name that is associated with your account. So we will create your Google Business Profile and optimize it for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So Google will require one or two verifications and chooses the verification method. It's either video, phone, email, or postcard, and your assistance is essential for success. So most commonly, you'll verify with a short video tour to show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management, and we will send specific instructions to make this quick and easy. Do you have any business cards or any signage?
No, I do not right now.
That's okay. You don't have any business card?
I don't. I'm in the wrong vehicle.
That's all right. That's all right. If you don't have any business card yet, would you like to?
I do have business cards. I don't have them on me. And yesterday I had someone ask for a business card. I said I need to put them in this truck.
Yet.
I have business cards and I have some other logo stuff, but I just don't have it on my person right now.
That's okay, because you can send it through email if you have time
later.
Okay. Because if you don't have any business card, I will ask my team to create a digital business card for you with no extra cost. If you do have one, that's good to know because that will greatly improve your chances of success with video verification, especially if you're a service area business, okay? In the unlikely event that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. And if you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video, and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, Jared, to get your Google Business Profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So I'm going to send you an email that says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email and we'll be following up in Google. I'll let you know if anything else is needed, okay?
Okay. Only thing I'm not positive, I can get it, obviously. I just don't know if I have it on file at the house, is the picture of insurance or something like that. I can get it. I can email my insurance agent and get her to send me a copy. She said, when you need a copy, email me and I'll get one to you, but I haven't needed it yet. So I can, like I said, I'll email it and I can probably get it to you tomorrow on the email.
Gotcha.
And stuff.
Uh-huh. That's okay. You can send it tomorrow whenever you're, it's convenient. Okay.
Okay.
All right, sounds good. And, yep, it's good to know that you can send those as soon as possible so our team can work on a correct timeline for setting up your account.
Okay.
All right. And also, we will be following up with Google for all the requirements, and we will let you know if anything else is needed, okay?
Okay.
And also, on one more thing, one growth feature that we offer for the Google Business Profile, Jared, is the weekly Google Profile post. To keep you front and center in local search, you'll be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
I think I'm all set for now. I'm okay.
Yep. Anyways, there's no extra cost for the weekly post. So, we highly recommend this because this is helpful for the optimization. So, if you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit and delete it through your dashboard. You don't want us to...
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
So let's work with this. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
No, it's not hugely used in this area, but from what I've heard.
Okay. Well, anyways, if you don't have a Yelp page yet, that's not a problem. We can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have the call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. Would you like us to go ahead and create Yelp?
Sure.
All right. So, yes, this is create Yelp for you. Let me just note it here so we can create your Yelp page. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. So I'm actually pulling up your Facebook business page. I think I get the correct one. So this is your phone number, 3149 on the logo. Or
yep,
the profile picture, rather. Mm-hmm.
It should be A&H Earthwork LLC was the Facebook page.
Yep. With the 210 followers on it.
Jeez, that's a really... Yeah, I think probably.
Yes, this is yours.
Yeah. Yep.
I see. This is your phone number here. Last update was on March 3rd, correct?
Probably, I believe so.
Okay. All right. So do you still have access to this Facebook business page?
Yep.
Sounds great. Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize? I will be sending you a link for this.
Okay.
So I will send you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. So it typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, Jared, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information. So please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know. And I do see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, you do. You actually have a very good package. So, since you do have a Facebook ads, I am going to send you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook page to get your ads running. Okay? Because we can't run the ads if you will not add us as admin to your Facebook business page. So, let me just send it to you real quick. And if you have time later, if you can add us right now, that would be okay. But I do hope that you can add us later or as soon as possible. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and just send it to you real quick. Okay, and on that link, Jared, I want to let you know, maybe you're thinking about the privacy purposes, so So on the link that I sent you, it will actually ask you to log in with the personal Facebook that you use on creating your Facebook business page. But you don't have to worry. We will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page. Because on that link, it will ask you to choose the page that you will grant us access. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And let's talk about a Facebook business page now. I mean, Facebook ads now. So, you do have Facebook ads as part of your strategy. So, for your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign? Or would you like to have a creative team handle this for you?
Sorry, will you repeat that?
Yep. For your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your Facebook ad campaign? Or would you like to have our creative team handle this for you?
I can handle it.
Okay. I mean, are you going to send specific photos for the Facebook ad? Or would you like to have our creative team handle it for you? And if you want some changes, just let us know.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Or do you want specific photos for your Facebook ad? What do you think?
Well, I guess, I mean, it depends. I'm a little unsure on that one, I guess, because, yes, I want specific photos for the ad, but I guess I don't, what would they be if I didn't choose them is what I guess I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. So if you will let our creative team handle this for you, Jared, they will choose some of the pictures that you will be sending. They will check if the photos that you will send are of good quality. And if not, they will try to create your Facebook ads using some AI-generated photos or stock images that you will be running. But again, if there are any changes, if you don't like the photos that was used or the messaging that was used in your Facebook ads, we can always change it anytime with the one that you prefer.
Yes, I really don't like love the idea of like AI photos and stuff, but I'm not, you know.
Gotcha. All right. Yep, that's okay. If you don't really like AI photos, I can note it here that we will strictly not use any AI for you. Will that work?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. And for the Facebook ads, will you be sending photos, specific photos that our team will be using?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll note it here that you will send specific photos or messaging for your ad campaign, okay?
Okay.
Let me just note that. Okay. And for your Facebook ads, there's three lead response methods that we use, and you can only choose one, okay? So there is form fill, calls, or Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, Jared, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. And we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will also be accessible in your client dashboard under the leads tab. Okay? And if you would like to know our recommendation, we actually highly recommend the form fill, because that form fill will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. So which one would you like to use?
I would prefer to use the calls and the messenger.
Oh, calls. Okay. You mentioned earlier that you do prefer calls, right?
So correct.
Okay, so let's work with calls for your Facebook ads.
Yep.
Okay. And yeah, I just received here your admin access for the Facebook page. Thank you so much for that, and I will let our team know so that we can work on the Facebook ads in a correct timeline, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And I just see, Jared, that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services? so you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. And investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested one day, you can always add this anytime. So we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results to get started with, okay? So if your business grows like a lot bigger, you can always add this anytime.
Okay.
Alrighty. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
Just as needed. Probably like around the 4 o'clock later in the afternoon, time like that is the best for me. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
We can call you as needed, but you prefer afternoons, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'll add it here for my team to know. And for your logo, I do hope that you can also send it to us so we can use it for the marketing campaign, okay?
Yes.
All right, or you can upload them to your dashboard or app, whichever is convenient. All right, so now you will see several important emails from us soon. First, you bring your keywords list and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. And if you have the photos, the project photos, videos, your logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low-resolution, we will add industry-struck photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. But you mentioned earlier that you're not a fan of AI-generated images or stock photos, so I'm going to note it here for my team to know that we are going to, you know, not going to use any of those for the marketing campaign for your account, okay? So we need to stay away from those. All right. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere on any device. So have you checked your login credentials or not yet?
Yep, I've logged in.
Oh, sounds good, sounds good. All right. So let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases, Jared. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates. Your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly to your local splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And, of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. That's going to be the same day. Okay, the same day, Thursday. Are you okay with the 23rd of April, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
That'll work.
Okay, same time that we started the client interview?
Yep.
All right. Well, anyways, Jared, I will add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And after we end this call, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you will be able to answer the first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also one more thing, Jared, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? For this one, we do have a one-time fee of $19, and we'll record and implement a brand-quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thanks for calling A&H Earthworks. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
I'm all set for now.
All right. Yep, not a problem. So let me just note it here. And if you'd be interested one day, you can always add this anytime. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. And this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much, Jared, for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
I am all set, I think.
Gotcha. All right. And
thank you so much.
Very much welcome. And one more thing. In 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we will adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, that is Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat, so please feel free to call us back as we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we will return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and text for status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. Thank you so much for your time, Jared. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.